is going on? I'm excited to share with all of you today. There's so many things that I'm just so pumped about right now. One is I got a couple of stories to share with you today. One of them was a question that Donna had asked, and I'll get to that second. But the first one I want to share is I want to share a little bit about this old phrase that some of you may have heard in real estate or another industry that's some sort of sales organization. And that is speed to lead, right? The speed to lead, like the how fast you get to lead. In our case at KLRE, it's obviously, as you know, it's all appointments, but there's a speed and urgency level that matters so much. And there's parts of it that, you know, that we've solved with our, you know, ISA department and really got that sort of customer experience and that speed piece dialed in, but it doesn't stop with the inside sales agent department. It actually starts with you. When you grab that appointment, and this is why there's so much urgency when you grab that appointment to get into the house as fast as you possibly can, to get to the homeowner's house as fast as you possibly can if they're thinking about selling, and creating that experience of just moving quickly. You know, if you're negotiating an offer, getting back to the listing agent right away. If you are the listing agent, communicating with the buyer's agent, the lender, as fast as you possibly can, right? Creating that streamlined approach where things move quickly matters so much, especially in this market with the inventory constraints and all the things going on in the world. Every moment in time matters so much. So I just want to challenge you today to increase that urgency. And when you increase that urgency, you'd be surprised how often you win when you're moving just a little faster. There was I just picked up a book by John Wooden that he wrote several years ago, and I'm a huge fan of John Wooden, you know, Hall of Fame basketball coach. And one of the things that he always believed in, he said, I recruit the fastest basketball players. Not necessarily always the best. Obviously, they got to be a culture fit and those things, but I want players that are fast because I know if we can get up and down the court faster than the other team, we are going to get more shots in a game, which increases our likelihood that we are going to win the game. And it's the same thing in real estate. The faster you move, the more opportunities that you're going to get. Now, of course, when I say the faster you move, that doesn't mean that you move and don't pay attention to details and, you know, and overlook things and make a bunch of mistakes, but you just have to have this urgency level. And when I say urgency, urgency also comes with control. You have to also be in control, right? Running around all chaotically and your clients are, you know, all over the place and everyone's all, you know, all uneasy and stressed and anxious isn't the right way. It's just moving with a different level of speed. You know what I've seen in all top performers throughout my life? There's just something about their pace that is faster, right? They're just motivated. They're just moving. Like there's just something about them that moves at a little bit of a faster pace. Their motor and their brain move just a little faster. And all of you can do that. And especially with everything that we're doing in the month of August, like it's time to ramp it up. Let's go, my friends. Okay. I've got another story I want to share with you. Donna asked me, you know, early on in your journey, you know, what did it feel like when you hit one of your real estate income goals? Who did you celebrate with? Did you celebrate? What did you do? Obviously, I've hit all of the commitments that I've made throughout my life because I write them down, I follow through, and I share them with others. But early in my career, I want to share something. It's pretty neat. And early in my real estate journey, I got asked to speak at a mastermind. And I think I remember that I got paid about $8,000 for a day, $8,000 to come speak to a mastermind. And I was just, this is over 10, 11 years ago, right? This is the beginning of my journey, individual agent, no team structure, no support. And one of the things that I'd always wanted was I wanted a Rolex watch. It was really important to me coming from nothing and seeing what I thought success looked like. And everyone, you know, it's wearing Rolexes and it mattered so much to me, especially in the early days of real estate. I thought, hey, like I got to show people that I've got a nice watch because that means that I'm super successful. And so I was in Las Vegas for this event. It was an all-day event. It was an absolute grind. I ran the show from 7 a.m. till like 6 p.m., right? It was just, it was a bunch of individual agents looking to go to the next level. I was just early in my journey, but I'd had a lot of success and people were really curious about how I did it. And so I remember getting that check that day, and I was with a good friend of mine, Gary, and we walked over to the Caesar's Palace Forum Shops, and there's a watch store there. It's called Tourneau. And we went in there, and I really didn't quite have the intention to buy a watch. But Gary, you know, he's been a great friend of mine for a long time. Gary's like, we go in, I put the Rolex on my arm. And, you know, of course, the salesperson's playing right into all that emotion. I just got done with that mastermind where, you know, I got a really nice check for one day of coaching and consulting. Gary's like, just buy it. And so, you know, here's the watch right here. The first watch I've ever owned. It's a black Rolex. Most of you never see me wear it because I don't. But it's just cool that I have that now. It's something I'll, you know, I'll pass down to my daughter, Victoria. It was just like my first Rolex watch. And I remember that feeling. And I remember that feeling of like where I came from to that moment of like walking out of that store with a Rolex. And I'm like, wow, like, how did I get here from where I came from? Now, come to find out as you grow in life, you know, obviously, you know, belongings and materials and things like that really actually don't matter much when you think about internal happiness, but there is something to strive towards, right? And all of you have something different in your life that you want to do. And when I got this watch, it was, to me, it was like a symbol of you made it. You made it from where you came from. You were able to overcome all of the headwinds and adversity that you faced. And now you just got done speaking for an entire day. You got paid almost $10,000 at the beginning of your career. And you went and bought a Rolex watch. That's aside from the real estate, you know, sales success that I was having. But obviously the success I was having in real estate back home really played a factor in being able to do that. Of course, right? If that was my only income, I would have never done that. But I remember that feeling that I had when I'm like, you've made it to a different level. And for all of you, a lot of you have experienced that in your life. I think about Jill, you know, buying the Tesla, like, and we were just, you know, we just had our advisory meeting the other day and Jill was like, I love the car. And, you know, I love the story of her running, the battery's going dead right away and having to get a flatbed truck. But those moments, like watching people make it, are what I live for, right? Obviously, in the early days, I share the story of the Rolex watch. That's not what we live for, right? Does that, you know, give you some sort of, you know, gratification of like, oh, I'm going the right direction? Of course, it feels good. And there are things that you're going to buy along the way that really make you feel good. But there's bigger things at play. We just had our quarterly state of the company, and we were sharing with all of our amazing employees where we're heading, where Christendal Real Estate's headed. And Kat got up and shared, and I was just sitting in the back and just listening to the way that she delivered in the conversation and the emotion and the storytelling. And I got a little emotional in the back. And when I got up to speak to all the employees, I wasn't bawling, but I was definitely like tearing up and getting emotional. I was like watching the transformation that Kat had in as part of Christendal Real Estate. Now, obviously, so much of her transformation is on her. It's not our company. It's all about her and her desire to want to be the best that she can be. But just watching that and thinking about the moments that she had throughout her life and her career and watching the way that she said yes to everything and that abundance mindset of constantly replacing herself in every single position that she's been in our company with no scarcity and no fear. And constantly just embracing the evolving growth, challenges, changes with a smile on her face. Like that's what it's all about. And the thing that I love about KLRE so much is that there's so many people winning here. And that when you hit that next level of commitments, maybe it's in your accountability groups, maybe it's something that someone said you'd never have in your life, you get to celebrate with so many. See, back when I was just getting started in real estate and, you know, when I bought this Rolex watch, yeah, you know, my friend Gary and a couple others, but I didn't have anyone in my community to celebrate with. It was a silent celebration. And that's not the right way to do it. And that's why the community and the culture that we have here at KLRE is so important, because you can celebrate the wins together because so many people are crushing it. And what I love about all of it is that your wins make you unique. Yours might not be a Rolex watch. Yours might not be a storyteller, a public speaker, being a great communicator like Kat. Yours might not be the Tesla that Jill bought. It could be something completely different. Whatever it is for you, you can share that with this community. And I want to challenge you to celebrate the wins. Be open with exactly what you want your life to look like. You can do whatever you want here with the right mindset. So, I got to tell you this quick story. So Tammy, our CFO, called me the other day and her son Drexler, just a really amazing little boy. And she was listening to the abundance video the other day. And he was in the car. She was dropping him off at daycare. And she called me afterwards and told me the stories. He's like, Drexler's like, why is Chris going to blow the roof up, blow the doors and crush it? And I just thought it was so funny. Like, just, you know, the excitement that I have, like, for your life and what you're going to do, because I know what this type of environment can do for your life. I can't contain it. I'm so excited and so pumped up. And I hope you are too. I hope you enjoyed this today. You know, keep the comments coming, keep the engagement, the collaboration. That's what gets us there together, my friends. We got to communicate. We got to talk. We got to celebrate the wins. We got to increase the urgency and the speed, and we got to go. Let's go, my friends. Boom. Thank you for listening. If you know another real estate agent that needs to hear this right now, please, my friends, screenshot this episode, post it on social media, and tag three of your friends. If you really want to give me a personal thank you for this episode or for this podcast, please leave me a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And also leave comments, leave a note. I read all of them, and I just love hearing all of the positive feedback about our podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I'm super excited to continue to be on this journey with you. Let's go, my friends.